Reeser, St. Helena, California, January 18, 1908. Elder Reeser. Dear Brother Reeser, I have just read your letter. I am so very grateful to our Savior that He has expressed Himself to you as one who loves you. And because He loves you, He has sent messages to save you. And you have accepted the message. I feel so thankful. I told my family this morning that your letter was more precious to me than a house full of gold. You are answering the prayer of Christ for His disciples, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us. John 17, verse 21. Just before Christ said the words, "Sanctify them through Thy truth, Thy word is truth," He had given His disciples the promise, "When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." John 17, verse 17, 16, 13. Through the Holy Spirit, Christ will open more clearly to those who will believe on Him that which He has inspired holy men to write concerning the truth. And it is thus that the unity for which Christ prayed is to be effected. We are to receive sanctification through obedience to the Word and the Spirit of truth. Thank the Lord. We have the Savior's example. Jesus never suppressed one word of truth, but He uttered it always in love. Our Savior always exercised the greatest tact and thoughtful, kind attention in His intercourse with people. He was never rude, never gave needless pain to any sensitive soul. While He fearlessly denounced hypocrisy, unbelief, and iniquity, sorrow was in His voice. He wept over Jerusalem, the city He loved, that refused to receive Him who was the way, the truth, and the life. They had rejected Him, the Savior. His tenderness was so deep, it broke His heart. I am filled with gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus, that you have had grace to receive the reproof. A worker together with Christ, you may, by exercising sanctified tact, save souls that are ready to perish. We will study to be skillful, if possible, in winning souls to Christ. If souls turn in a wrong direction and become lost to the cause of God, for want of tenderness and skill on the part of the worker, the cause has met with loss. The exercise of tact and wisdom and an earnest desire to save souls from death will increase the usefulness of a laborer 100-fold. Christ reached the people where they were. Shall we not, my brother, practice Christ's methods and employ all our skill in winning souls to Him? When Satan wins a soul to unite with him in his efforts to destroy, he has gained his purpose. I thank the Lord with my soul that He gives His wisdom for the work of winning souls to Him. I see a great and valuable work in many lines for you to do. What the workers need to do is to surrender themselves to the Lord's methods, putting self out of sight and lifting up the man of Calvary. We are to place ourselves, softened and subdued, on the Lord's side. Then, when warring elements come in, Christ will give us His Spirit in words and utterance, and success will be given. Angels of God will be right by our side to give us certain victory. I write you this because, in the night season, I seemed to be writing these words, just as I have been writing to others. I was saying to you, you may be a strong, spiritually minded man. Some will wish to have the work done in their way, but the Lord would convert you to His way. Then He will use you to bring many souls to Christ. If you will learn Christ's methods, you will be endowed with a Christ-like character. You will educate others, and those who are thirsting for the words of truth will see the life of Christ in your words and in the tone of your voice. you will come in contact with those whose hearts the Spirit of God is moving upon. You can help these to come to the light. You can be a great help to Elder Burden. You can be a laborer together with God in helping him carry his load. Everyone who accepts the present truth will be a soul saved to Christ. You have a work to do, and the Lord Jesus will be your helper, if you will put your trust in him. As you walk humbly with God, he will be your strength, your wisdom, your front guard, and your rearward. May the Lord bless you and encourage you, is my prayer. Postscript. I shall attend the meetings that are being held. I shall hope to have strength to bring in some important matters. If I have strength, I shall see you there. If not, you are to come to me. I thank the Lord, oh, so much, that you will not have to give up your position, but that you can labor with your brethren as one in Christ Jesus.